So now I'll say it. Sorry, due to time. So now I'll say, I'll say, not, of course, now then you say, two main reason here is not your happiness. Not your happiness. For happiness of all sentient beings, for happiness of numberless hell beings, happiness of numberless animals, happiness of numberless animals, happiness of numberless humans, happiness of numberless asuras and asuras, happiness of numberless intimate siblings. You understand? We are here for that. So not just you are one person, one living, not that. Here the proper chant of Omana Pimung for that, okay? For everybody. Includes when we say animals, it includes every insect that you see in the road. Ants, you know? Any worms, anything that you see in the road when you're walking. Okay? Every session is for that. Every session is for every insect. I don't know whether one like every insect, but mosquitoes, snakes, those poisonous snakes. I just remembered I've seen one documentary. I don't know which country. Must be unbelievable hot, so hot country. I don't know where. This is America. This man who made this movie was a benefactor of Wisdom Publication. I don't know what he does business now, but before. I think when Wisdom moved to, in the United States. So anyway, he made a documentary. So there's a there's a mountain, but it's a red, you know, the earth is kind of like red. They're all dust, huge mountain, dust, you know. Kind of like a, must be very hot, kind of a red kind of mountain. There's one creature. Might be type of those, what do you call this? I think it's a two-legged or four-legged, so, and tail. But it has special power, you know. When it escapes, it goes through the mountain. It goes under, not through the mountain, but goes inside the earth. The mountain doesn't have grass. It's just dust, the sand. But that kind of reddish, you see. Say, like a red rock, like that. So that creature goes, you know, very quickly inside the earth. I don't know how it goes, but there's no hole there. Just goes there. I don't know how it goes. Then from far, the snake. This creature is a similar color as the mountain, you know, kind of reddish, red rock, you know, like that. Because I think it must be living there, so, you know. Then the snake, must be poisonous snake, so the snake coming to eat from some quite distance. The mountain is like this, you see, but the poisonous snake, you see in the ground, other snakes kind of touch the ground, but this poisonous snake looks like not touching the ground. It goes curved. So this snake not touching the mountain. So the mountain like this, you know. So the snake kind of like this. It comes like this, but similar color. Some kind of mountain and similar to other them. They're all three same. So coming from some distance to eat this animal, and this animal feeling that straight inside the mountain, you see. But you know, mountain, but there's no hole there. But there's some karma to go through, I think. So anyway, just remember that. So anyway, what I'm saying, just karma, the same karma. They must be living there, you know, some place. So anyway, what I'm saying. Oh yeah. So you see, inclusive So even like dogs, even like dogs, it includes all the dogs. And then, you know, what I'm saying here, when you chant Om Mani Padme, this session, the practice it includes all sentient beings. I'm saying includes all the dogs. If you like dogs, it includes all the dogs. Then if you like pigs, it includes all the pigs. Then the dogs and pigs. And then anyway, so every sentient, you know, nobody's left out. Every insect, you see, every worm, okay, nobody's left out. Not one tiniest insect you can see only through microscope, you know. You can see with the eye, but nobody's left out. So they chant Om Mani Padme Hum, everybody. Nobody's helping, experience the most unimaginable suffering, hungers, and then animals, then human beings, the suffering of pain, suffering of change, temporary suffering, pleasure, which is only suffering of change, only suffering, natural suffering. And this aggregates, we see natural suffering, which is pervasive compounding suffering. All that, you know, oceans of suffering, human beings. Then, suras, so intermittent, the number is intermittent, so it includes everybody. So we so every single Om Mani Padme Hum is for everybody. Okay? So not only everybody, but not only everybody in this world. There are numberless universes. There are numberless universes scientifically mentioned Dharma. Each universe has its own, as a sun and moon, and there is a eastern continent, southern continent, western continent, northern continent, then eight small continents, all that. See? So that's complete. And then each one has its own, lower realms, hell realms, hunger, animal realms, you see. So that each universe has their lower realms. So there are numberless universes, okay? Not only the session to fathers, but the rest of life, rest of the eating food, sleeping, other things. You know, for self, not all that. So this same also the other life is also same for all sentiments, okay? So what I said, just to mention the purpose. The basic one. Then we dedicate the reciting 100 million Om Mani Padme Hum for his Dalai Lama's long life and to have a stable life. All the holy wishes be succeeded immediately, and that's the most important thing. That's the most important one, because Buddha Dharma exists in this world because of his Dalai Lama. So because of that, we have met Buddha Dharma. Because his Dalai Lama exists, so so in this world, so because of that, Buddha Dharma, the Tibetan Buddhism exists in this world now, not stopped yet. So because of that, we have met Buddhism. Not only less difficult, we have met great vehicle, Paramitana path, the sutra, and also great vehicle, the sacrament of Vajrayana. Solely, so not slowly, not slowly. Solely. You can say? You can say? Okay. So it's solely by His Holiness' kindness. Okay, that's very clear. So if the Dalai Lama is not living in this world, it wouldn't exist, and all these all these great monasteries, all these great monasteries wouldn't exist and wouldn't happen, and they wouldn't be Buddha Dharma spreading in the Western countries. And by receiving teacher, qualified teachers from those monasteries, from Lama Tsongkhapa, the traditional monasteries, receiving qualified teachers, then you see many sentient beings epimed with Dharma, Tibetan mind Buddhism, you see, at the center. So which includes us. and then we have opportunity. then that's why we have this unbelievable, unimaginable, unbelievable. See, it's opportunity, unbelievable opportunity to to achieve enlightenment, to follow path of enlightenment, to listen, to learn, to listen. You see, to reflect and to meditate. You see. This unbelievable opportunity we have. And so sooner or later to achieve enlightenment, okay? So sooner or later to be fully qualified, to be, even now we are benefiting with sentient beings, but sooner or later we are fully qualified, without a single mistakes, that we are able to liberate the number of sentient beings from each realm, from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them into full enlightenment, see? Sooner or later we can do that, we will be able to do this. So this is an unbelievable opportunity to have my Buddhism, that you have total freedom to liberate yourself from samsara, and you liberate numberless sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering, okay? But numberless sentient beings. Others were numberless sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering. Did you able to do that? So this soul by kindness of Sri Dalai Lama, that is living in this world, okay? So about that. So that 100% clear. So this for his holy wishes to succeed immediately. And especially all the time also most important, but even now it's so urgent, very urgent. This time, this year, this very urgent time to and then this for the Tibetans, you know, to their truth to be actualized, their truth, you see, to be actualized, their total freedom and Buddha Dharma in Tibet, you know, and flourish in there. Then to happen more, to happen number of Buddha Sappas, maybe more than how many happened in the past. When Tibet was independent, okay? And that way then Buddhism exists in the world very stable, you know, and flourish and spread in all the directions. And all the sentient beings in this world always have opportunity to meet with Dharma, to actualize, to achieve enlightenment, to be liberated from oceans of samsara and suffering, and to achieve enlightenment, to always have the opportunity. So it's for that, okay? And then all the rest of the countries, including China, and all the rest of the countries who have so much problems, so much suffering, so much problems, then there is peace, happiness, okay? To pacify war, famine, and disease, torture, poverty, economic problems, and dangers of fire, dangers of water, the dangers of wind, dangers of earthquakes. So all these things happen wherever it's happened in this world, to be stopped immediately, and may nobody in this world to experience all these problems forever. So our retreat is taking Edman precepts, and this, every session, various practice each session, and chanting mantra. So that, all this, everything's for this, okay? So then next one, that includes also your families who passed away, for them to have guru birth, to purify the negative karma, for them to have guru birth, and then life to life to meet Dharma, practice Dharma, and achieve enlightenment. Not just only to be born a human being, or Sura, Sura, not that, but to meet Dharma, by meeting Dharma, by exercising Dharma, then you see, get higher and higher, better birth, you see, and then through that, for them to receive full enlightenment, kuri, so that any family members who pass away, okay, and even for those who are living, so this is your repaying their kindness. Should count this retreat also to repair your repair kindness to your parents, those who are living and those who died already. So okay, and or friends or anybody who want to that particular person, friend or somebody, see that that you want to help them pray, you see. So dedicate for that. Then you see. So that then I think. Then you still ask them, of course, and then also please dedicate the success, say, all the projects in the FMT, you know, So this thing, remember, thing said, this channel of Manipi Mihung, they take taken my presence, what was the session, the different meditation practices, in my session, all that we see. Antidote to the economic problems is going down, see the, the means of collecting extensive merits, the seven in practice and purification and increasing merits, all that. So is this antidote to, you see, for the, to improve the economic problems is going down, so to improve, see, to be inspired, see. So then of course, the next, which helps for all of that, most important, is to develop your compassion. So this is for that. This retreat is for that. Every Omani Pema is for that. To develop your compassion to each and every single sentient being, each and every single hell beings, hungry, animals, human beings, surahs, okay? That includes your family, brothers, sisters, whatever, aunties and uncles, and okay, so whatever names there, cousin, nephew, what else? And nieces. Oh, I left nieces. So to do the compassion towards every single sentiment, okay? Every single sentiment. Oh, this for that. But the most important success. The most important success in the life. To develop compassion. What pleases most the numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Guru, Buddha, Bodhisattvas, okay? What pleases them most? Develop compassion. To develop compassion to each and every single sentient beings. So this is for that. Okay? What's that now? Quarter past what? Oh, really? Dinner time. So I think I'll stop here. Okay. I think it went beyond dinner time. So I'm happy to meet you know, I think. Yes, that are many old students here. Get it here, so I think I'm very happy to meet you and to do a practice together. So I think that. So that so I offer say billion, zillion, million. Oh no, million is coming back. Million, billion, million, billion, zillion, trillion. Thanks. Okay. Great. So thank you very much. So please enjoy. Okay. Over top of your stomach. Okay, thank you. Maybe that can be hauled outside. So when you go through, there's those who haven't received, especially the long life initiation that was done here some days ago. So there's still long life nectar left. This it is mixed with the not only the blessed, but mixed with the how say the very precious pill that. One young lady came from Tibet, who is Dagini, and well, I think you saw a picture on Mental Medicine one time, recent time. So she did. She goes to Padmasambhava's the Marutika, this amazing cave where Padmasambhava achieved immortal realization. This is in Nepal, but near India, but in Nepal. I only succeed going there last year, but I plan to go there for many years. But one time. We go Russian helicopter. I'm about to go, but then my brother stopped because that is the main place of mouse. That's the main place of mouse. Not mouse. Not this mouse. You know. As a small tail, not one. Not the mouse. Mouse. Yeah, this is the main place of mouse. So he thought very dangerous. So he said, "I go." So the last time, when there, one or 2 months from Gabon, and then two student. Towards Francis and another one who works for, I think English person, who works in Nepal. So this amazing, the whole area, the mountains, just another unbelievable expression. Just can't imagine. I mean, that's one view, but probably holy beings who are more pure, who have a purified mind would see a different way. So she did. She comes there to retreat for Isana Jalama, retreat for long life for Isana Jalama, 2 months. So in the past, so she saw Buddha Amitabha. She was doing a long life retreat for Isana Jalama, for Isana to have long life. So she saw actual Buddha Amitabha during those retreats. For several weeks, and these pills are mad during that. These pills are blessed during that times. So then there's a Trubje Tichen Rinpoche from I've seen many initiations, who's the head of the Sakya Sakya has a different, you know, kind of more and the three, I think maybe three different. The Nalanda, Tibet is called Nalanda Monastery. Trujitjian Rinpoche, who is the guru of Hisuna Sakya Tenzin, and from whom Hisuna Dalai Lama has received Sakya Lamda teachings, and from whom I received many initiations. This extremely rare initiation. Now, no Gelugpa Lamas has complete, could not find one Gelugpa Lama who has complete initiation. This, that's probably hundreds, some around the initiation. So the one Gelug Lama, Gyabje Ratwinpoche Wonpe Lama, he had, but nobody requested him, passed away. So nobody, it seems about searching, nobody has completed. And so we, during Gita Sacha Rinpoche time, requested Rinpoche and Gitsir Rinpoche to spread in the glue, but we didn't finish that initiation. So last year we received from Maison Asaya Tinzin again from beginning that initiation. So next year, again, there will be a continuation of that initiation, but not sure, probably not sure may finish at that time, but probably in another year. So anyway, so I said, which is inner offering nectar pill, which Gyabje Pawanga highly recommend. When you do retreat, highest tantra retreat is either you should have a nectar pill from, nectar pill came from Pinchen Rinpoche, which has the lineage of Pinchen Rinpoche. You see, this Pinchen Rinpoche is the past. Way back, Pinchen Rinpoche, Pumbos Guru Puja, or Gyawayin Saba. Gyawayin Saba is the first incarnation of Pinchen Lama, first incarnation of Gyawa. So Gyawayin Saba achieved rainbow body. And then the attendant grabbed, you know, before the holy body disappeared, grabbed, you know, there's some tiny bit of what he was able to grab, you know, with his fingers, you know. So then that meant peeled. That's one story. But also, Benjamin met nectar pill, and the flames came. You know, the science that it is a blessed science. It happened. The science, fire blessing come up from a pill when your blessing happened. Those signs. So either having that lineage or pills from Sakya, you know. So it's a lineage of Sakya. So you need. So this is what those pill contains. So many hundreds of relics, unbelievable. Those ancient great yogis and the present, great yogis were lamas. So that and then also Pema Sambhava, I think they with nectar the pills mixed. So they say. So I think especially those who were not here for the long lunch, so could take some, you know, in the long lap. The other one is peeled, so it was mixed. Yeah, it was mixed with both. So that's it. Then see what happens next. Okay, so here. Okay, thanks so much.